It's 15 trivia questions on the United States of America. Lots of weird facts in this one, so good luck. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show, and happy day before the 4th of July. It is the 3rd of July, and because we have this big holiday coming up tomorrow, I thought it would be fun to do some America-inspired trivia. So I looked up a bunch of weird facts on the United States, and I've got 15 questions on 15 states just for you. If you like trivia, you're in the right place. Hit subscribe on your device and you'll get new episodes delivered daily. We were highest on the charts ever. We're at number 16 on the Games and Hobbies chart just yesterday. So I'm hoping that we keep climbing towards the front. Now, NPR is at the very top of this thing, and that could have, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of listeners or downloads. I have no idea. And I'm not anywhere near that, but we are gradually getting more and more fans attracted to this show. So again, as always, thanks for telling somebody about it. If you know somebody who loves trivia, if you know somebody who's in a long commute every day and is looking for one of those new podcasts to listen to, I have friends on social media, mostly on Facebook, who will be like, hey, looking for podcast recommendations, looking for stuff to binge. If you have friends that do that, do me a favor and tell them about Trivia with Buds. That would be super, super cool of you. I'm getting ready to send out the rewards for July. So if you support the show over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds, rewards for June, rather, this will be the last batch of the rewards that we've had for the last 6 months. And I'm getting ready to switch those probably next week. So mid next week, probably next Wednesday, which will be July 10th, I should have a new revamped version of the rewards over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. But if you're looking for your stuff, it should be coming in the next week or so. And sending out some very cool books and art and postcards and things like that to all the people who support this show. Thank you for doing so. If you have a topic you want to do on the show, you can jump in and make me do that for $5 a month. We have a big Patreon Google spreadsheet for members, and you can type in your different categories there. Here's a few new ones that popped up recently on this thing. Musicals based off movies. My friend Jim Fields would like musicals based off movies. NES sports games for Jess Whitener. That's very specific. Superstore the TV show for Jess as well. The Umbrella Academy for Jim Fields. Barry, the TV show, for Megan Acuna. She also wants What We Do in the Shadows. Luke McKay wants Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, Simpsons episode titles, and Flight of the Conchords. And Mo Martinez wants Little Shop of Horrors, 1986 or musical, and all things Nintendo related. So lots of fun topics coming up, and you could jump in there and make me do one of those topics anytime for $5 or more per month. And if you want to be on the show, one of the new rewards starting in just a couple of weeks will be the chance to appear on the show as a guest in audio form every single month. For $15 or more, you get to be one of our stable guests, and you can do a quiz on topics you're into, or you can quiz me, or we could BS about certain trivia things. Whatever you want to do, you can make it your own and help me entertain the thousands over here on the show. Guys, thanks so much for listening, and get ready, because we're going to jump into 15 questions on the United States. These are all weird facts about states. Some of them will be obvious, some of them maybe not so obvious, but you'll learn something, I think. Here we go. All right, it's time for 15 questions on the U.S. Here's number one. The only active diamond mine is located in what state that starts with an A? Question number one, the only active diamond mine is located in what state that starts with an A? Question number one. Question number two, George Washington took the oath of office in what state on April 30th, 1789? What state was George Washington in when he took his oath of office to become president? Question number two. Question number three, what state features the largest production of maple syrup? What state features the largest production of maple syrup? Number three. Question number four, in what state would you find NASA headquarters? Number four, in what state would you find NASA headquarters? Question number five, the world's first drive-in movie theater was in what two-word state? Number five, the world's first drive-in movie theater was in what two-word state? Question number six, what state is known as the driest state traditionally? Number six, what state is known as the driest state? Question number seven, the town of Battle Creek in what state produces the most cereal in the world? Number seven, the town of Battle Creek in what state produces the most cereal? I've been there. It smells like cereal. Number seven. Question number eight, 98% of the world's crayfish come from which state? Number eight, 98% of the world's crayfish come from what state? Question number nine, in what state does the film Weird Science take place? In what state is the movie Weird Science set? Number nine. Question number 10, what state was the only in history to turn down the Olympics? Number 10, which state turned down the Olympics? Number 10. Diving into question number 11, what state is the world's popcorn capital? Number 11, what state is known as the world's popcorn capital? Question number 12, Kentucky used to be part of what other state until 1792? Kentucky used to be part of what other state until 1792? Three more questions to go on this U.S. states quiz. Here's number 13. In what middle of America state was Kool-Aid invented? In what middle of America state was Kool-Aid invented? Question 14, in what state was Jack Daniel's whiskey born? Number 14, in what state was Jack Daniel's whiskey born? And question number 15, which state has the only flag that's not rectangularly shaped? Which state has the only flag that is not a rectangle shape? Number 15. All right, everybody, hopefully you got some of those questions right, or you're about to learn something about some of those states that you didn't know too much about. We're going to jump into the answers in just a second. We are back with the answers to U.S. state trivia questions. Let's see how many of these you got right. Number one, the only active diamond mine is located in what state that starts with an A? That would be Arkansas. Arkansas, only active diamond mine in the country, down in Arkansas. Number two, George Washington took the oath of office in what state on April 30th, 1789? That would be the state of New York. New York is where he became president officially. Number three, what state features the largest production of maple syrup? That, of course, would be Vermont, up in the top right of the country. If you're looking at a map, Vermont maple syrup. I have a friend named Maddie, who I joke always smells like syrup because he's from Vermont. And he doesn't really smell like syrup. That would be kind of weird. Number four, in what state would you find NASA headquarters? Texas, down in Texas. Number five, the world's first drive-in movie theater was in what two-word state? The two words were new and Jersey, New Jersey, over on the East Coast, first drive-in theater. There's several drive-in theaters around me in California. I think there's three within driving distance for me, and we've gone to one of them. I saw Kingsman when Kingsman first came out, the first one, and it was pretty cool. There was like nobody there, though. It was weird. We went on a weeknight, and we just rolled right in, and they had this huge screen, and you hook up your radio to it. But if you can find a drive-in that's still around somewhere, they're really fun. Just go. You could bring your dogs and stuff. It's pretty neat. Number five. Number six, what state is known as the driest state? That would be Nevada. The least amount of rain, according to general consensus, would be Nevada. Number seven, the town of Battle Creek is in what state that produces the most cereal. That would be Michigan. Michigan, like I said, I've been there. It smells like cereal. It's crazy. Number seven. Number eight, 98% of the world's crayfish come from what state? That would be Louisiana. Louisiana. They cook with them down there. Number nine, in what state does the film Weird Science take place? That would be Illinois. As a John Hughes film, it takes place, I think, in the fictional town of Shermer, Illinois, or I don't know if Shermer, Illinois is just in The Breakfast Club or if it's all his movies, but I know that most of his movies are supposed to be Illinois. Number 10, what state was the only in history to turn down the Olympics? That was Colorado. I did not read too much on why they did that. I think it was some sort of money or tax thing, or it wouldn't have made sense for them to do it at the time, something like that, but it was Colorado. Number 11, what state is the world's popcorn capital? There's a lot of corn in this state, and according to a theme park I used to go to called Indiana Beach, they used to say there's more than corn in Indiana, and there is more than popcorn there as well. But they are known as the world's popcorn capital. Number 12, Kentucky used to be part of what other state until 1792? That would be Virginia. Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? Never seen it. Don't know what that is. Think it's a play. Number 13, in what middle of America state was Kool-Aid invented? Nebraska, home of Johnny Carson as well, if I'm not mistaken. In what middle America state was Kool-Aid invented? Nebraska. Number 14, in what state was Jack Daniel's whiskey born? Tennessee. Chris Stapleton, great song called Tennessee Whiskey. Maybe he was secretly singing about Jack Daniel's. And number 15, which state has the only flag that's not rectangular shaped? Ohio. Ohio has like a little dip in the rectangle, I think, and that makes it not a complete rectangle. And that's the state we were looking for. Those are your 15 questions and answers, guys, on states. And I hope you had fun answering these or playing along with them. Maybe on a road trip to go visit somebody for the 4th of July week here. Or maybe you're going to a lake or a lake house, or you're going jet skiing or something like that. Whatever you're doing, I hope it's fun and safe and you have a great time. And send me pictures from your big 4th of July bash, or tag me and stuff so I could see it on social media. You can find me at Ryan Buds on just about everything. And you can always email me anything at ryanbuds@gmail.com. It's time for the trivia team name of the day. This one is kind of fun. And I won't use the swear just in case there's a kid listening, but it's a Yippee-Ki IPA MF-er, which is a reference to John McClane in Die Hard, and they threw some beer in there, the IPA reference. So instead of Yippee-Ki AMF-er, it's Yippee-Ki IPA MF-er. You could use that one next time if you play at you know, a slightly raunchier place, or you could just say MF-er, like I'm saying right now, which is not offensive at all to anybody, right? You call people MF-ers, that's fine. So that's your trivia team name of the day. And it's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Design of San Dimas, California. They print and embroider tons of great stuff, custom apparel just for you. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. Here's that question. What state is known as the land of 10,000 lakes? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds, or find me on Instagram at the same, or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be in the running for a prize. What state is known as the land of 10,000 lakes? And again, check out Funky Monkey Designs at fmdesignsinc.com. It's linked in the show notes. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about this show. And tomorrow, have a great 4th of July. Cheers.